Time now for sports. Look, there, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it is NPR's own sports hero, Mike Pesca, on the line from New York. Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm trying to think what my sports kryptonite is. It might be NASCAR.
I gotta keep the NASCAR away from him. Keep it away. Okay, so let's talk about basketball, because it's playoff time, which I'm told is a big deal. And last night was Game 7 between the Chicago Bulls and the Brooklyn Nets. What happened?
Well, this was an amazing Game 7. It was a well-played game. I wouldn't call it amazing because of a final shot or a buzzer beater or anything like that. The Bulls won. They won, you know, by single digits, but it was a good game. The amazing thing was just that the Bulls were there and that they were able to win. Before, during the whole season, hanging over the Bulls with the fact that Derrick Rose, a former MVP, one of the best players in basketball, was hurt, couldn't play. And then he was actually cleared to play, but he just doesn't feel right. He doesn't feel confident about his injured knee. So he's not going. This causes some sports radio people to be very upset that he's drawing a salary. But in fact, it helps them draw a salary by having this ire. Okay, so you have Derrick Rose out. The Bulls had two NBA All-Stars without him. One was Luol Deng. He was out. He was so sick they gave him a spinal tap. They thought he might have meningitis. He didn't. The whole team has the flu. It's kind of disgusting, but kind of inspirational. Inspirusting or something. That they're vomiting on the sidelines as they're playing Nate Robinson.
This is a morning show.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So they're experiencing
they're
symptoms.
Sick. Okay.
Anyway, they're so depleted. You cannot believe a team like this can mount any sort of serious challenge, but they win. They are the hardest working team I've seen in a long, long time. Joakim Noah, their other all-star, is so good on both ends of the court. And their coach, Tom Thibodeau, is excellent. He's this anonymous guy who came through the ranks. And so I don't know what they're going to do going on in the playoffs, especially with all these hurt players, but it was kind of amazing. Hey, and Brooklyn had a good season. Their first year in Brooklyn, they made the playoffs at courtside. All these guys and with neck beards and pork pie hats and all the hipsters came out. So it was kind of good both ways. But what the Bulls did inspired me.
Okay, that's always happy. So we almost went to Game 7 in two other playoff series. A couple of very big comebacks, but the Oklahoma City Thunder, New York Knicks held off their challengers. They're playing tonight. But isn't this kind of unusual, Mike? That it seems like there are fewer Game 7s in these playoffs.
Yes, this year in this round there were. There were a couple of sweeps. The Spurs and the Heat swept their opponents. There was just that Game 7 series we talked about with the Bulls. And then everything else was a six-game series. Why didn't they go the distance? Different answers in different series. Stephen Curry of Golden State was the answer against Denver. He's amazing. The Oklahoma City Thunder was on their way to just crushing the Rockets. Then they lost Russell Westbrook, one of their best players. It really dooms their playoff chances. And I think with the Knicks, they allowed the Celtics to get a couple games. And then everyone was fascinated by the nonsense that they wore black before Game 5. And the Knicks said, you know what? We're a much better team. We'll just come out and beat the Celtics. So, yeah, without a Game 7, without Game 7s, it's less interesting maybe in the next round.
Really quick, is it worth paying attention to all these other games at all? I mean, the Miami Heat, aren't they just going to sweep every other team?
That's a good question, and this is why I've reconceptualized how I think about the NBA. You know, in college basketball, it's a backwards tournament. We care about those opening rounds and the small teams that win the first round.
Yeah.
And by the semifinals, actually, television viewership peters out. With the NBA, it's usually like, well, let's get through the early rounds and let's see who wins. I say take your pleasure in stories like the Bulls and Stephen Curry, because no one might be able to beat the Heat, but that doesn't mean there's not drama in the NBA.
I always like a little drama. So does NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.